Three men have been charged in Melbourne today after allegedly plotting an ISIS-inspired attack designed to kill as many people as possible. Police accused the trio of trying to obtain a semi-automatic rifle to cause maximum damage in a crowded space. The Australian nationals, including two brothers, were arrested as police raided four properties in Melbourne's north this morning. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton says authorities noticed the men had become more energised since the recent Bourke Street attack.
There's certainly been a lot of publicity and talk about terrorism and certainly public place activity. We had the Bourke Street trial on as well, so there was certainly a lot of public awareness around mass casualties, terrorism over recent times. So I don't know whether that's played a role or not, but certainly over the last week they've become much more energised about doing something more quickly.
The father of the two men, Armaghan Eric Leoglu, was there during one of the raids. He told reporters outside his home that he doesn't believe his sons were plotting an attack.
They tied me to the floor, put the gun on me as well.
What do you think has happened? Obviously your son has been, two sons have been arrested.
No, that's not true.
Not true?
No.
Are they your sons?
Yep.
So they're accused of plotting a terrorist attack?
Well, they don't know even how to use a weapon. They don't even go to the army. They're very polite. They're not violent. They're not aggressive.
And ABC reporter Sarah Farnsworth is following this story. Sarah, what exactly are police accusing these men of plotting?
Well, Emma, these three men have now appeared in the Melbourne Magistrates Court. They have been charged with one count each of acting in preparation for or planning of a terrorist attack. And as you heard, Graham Ashton this morning did brief reporters about what they are going to allege in court. Basically, they are going to allege that the three men were plotting to carry out an attack in a populated area in a crowd with the whole intention, they allege, to kill as many people as possible. They also are going to allege that the men were trying to get hold of a .22 semi-automatic rifle to use in that attack. Now, we know the trio's passports were cancelled throughout this year on three separate occasions, authorities saying that they believed that they were planning to head to the Middle East to fight. So police are saying that this alleged terror plot was inspired by the Islamic State group, but the exact target and what these men are alleged to have been planning to attack isn't known.
How did police become aware of this plot? What can you tell us about that and why police decided to act today?
Well, the authorities say that they got a tip-off early last year from Victorian intelligence agencies that was passed on to the counter-terrorism, Joint Counter-Terrorism Task Force, and they had been investigating these three men who they allege are a small terror cell since March. But it's ever since the recent Bourke Street attack that happened in Melbourne more than 10 days ago that they say they started to pick up more chatter. So the police have been monitoring them since Bourke Street, the Bourke Street attack in which three people were stabbed, one man died. They say they believed, as Graham Ashton said, that they had become a little bit more ramped up as if something was going to happen. So the Assistant Commissioner for the AFP, Ian McCartney, said if they hadn't have acted today, if they hadn't have carried out those raids, in his words, they allege something chilling would have been the consequence.
We heard, Sarah, some family members there of the accused men speaking out today, even complaining about police behaviour. What have they been telling reporters?
Well, it's the father of two of the brothers who have been arrested. So Ertush Eric Leogler, the 30-year-old, and his brother Samed, 26, were arrested at different homes in Melbourne's north. The father was at the house where the 26-year-old was arrested, and he said he woke up to basically being heavily armed counter-terrorism police barging in, pushing him to the floor, tying his hands behind his back and pointing a gun at his head. He says his wife also had a gun pointed at her before they dragged the son away. They showed us the house where you can see that they have barged in through the door. The door frames broke. There's broken glass everywhere. And he said they were. It was basically a very scary experience. But he is adamant his sons were not planning anything. He said that they are not inspired by Islamic State group. They don't support the Islamic State group. He says, in fact, that they're not aggressive and they're not violent. And he was very quick to point out that no weapons were found in the house at all.
Sarah Farnsworth, thank you. ABC reporter Sarah Farnsworth there in Melbourne.